today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
What's wrong with our praise? I saw him up in Buffalo praising their football team in the cold. In the cold in Buffalo, and we can't give him praise in Palm Bay. Well, you better hold up your hands and give God the glory. Stop acting like that. You already know you go crazy over pigskin. You can give him praise over the gift that he's given you through his son, Jesus Christ. And it is so, and it is so, and it is so.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Greatest Gift of All. Today, Bishop will be teaching from John chapter 3, verse 16.
In your Bibles, if you're watching or if you're taking notes or if you have a Bible on your device, let's go to John 3:16, one verse. John 3:16 in the NIV. John 3:16 in the NIV. It's on the screen and we're getting ready to go. If you're in connection with Truth Revealed, we call it Trim Nation. Please like and share on Facebook. If you're on YouTube, please send the link to a family member. Let's spread the gospel. For those of you that are connected with the ministry here, you can use your Facebook page to help us to spread the message. I say it every week, but we should have 50 to 75 shares. It would be your evangelistic effort every week. Thank you for that. John chapter 3, verse 16, and the word of the Lord reads like this: For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Can the church say amen? Whoever believes in him will not perish, but will have eternal life. Glory to God. Denise told me that maybe this Sunday represents 6 or 7 years of her first coming to this ministry. 6 years today on January 1st. So Denise is visually impaired, but her ears are tuned in. And she's been consistent. She lost a daughter and remained consistent. Her only child. Oh, I'm sorry. She has an older daughter, but her youngest one passed away, and it was grievous, but she remained consistent. For God so loved the world that he gave his son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have eternal life. From the subject today, the greatest gift of all. The greatest gift of all. Father, thank you for the greatest gift. The gift to the niece. The gift to Miss Willie, Mr. Willie. The gift to Jordan Morrell. The gift to Christopher Douglas. The gift to your people who may be transitioning into different aspects of life. Thank you, Lord, for meeting every need through Jesus Christ, our Lord. For the homeless, you're the gift. For the sockless, you're the gift. For the hungry, for those that have no hope, you're the greatest gift. And let us remember you as we dine this afternoon, as we share. And we give you praise and glory for what you are doing in our region. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Come on, put the hands together. Your hands together. In Jesus' name. Thank you so much for your help. Glory to God. John 3:16 is one of the most familiar passages for all believers. Many of us heard this as the gospel was shared with us. We heard it and we complied. We believed. The Bible says if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus was raised from the dead, you shall be saved. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn it, but that the world through him might be saved. I saw Minerva here today, the oldest child of Richard Cook, and her daughter Lauren. Amen. And it's a good thing to see the people of God come home to visit family and friends. Let me say as well, the youth program between services was explosive. It was extraordinary. It was beautiful to see these young people carry out the Christmas spirit, and then to sing with such fervor. And I just really appreciate the work behind the scenes with Miss Barbette and the team, working with the team. Let me tell you something, people are coming home. Expecting a new year, people who haven't been here for a while to return. Expect new growth as well. Expect the house to be filled. Expect evangelism to take a new level, to go into another dimension of activation. And expect new souls to be saved. People are hungry for a word from the Lord. And the greatest gift we can give them is Jesus. Stop trying to be theological and to force feed people. Just be practical. I don't need you to patronize the gospel. I just need you to partner with it. I don't need your accolades. What I need you to do is get with it. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. And if you've been walking with Jesus for a long time, you get tired sometime. But you can keep it moving. And I'm here to encourage somebody today that the greatest gift has been given to you. The older I get, the less I need tangible gifts. Now, that doesn't mean you can't cash out me and you can't bless me. Say what you will, I like cash. But I'm not built on it. Y'all follow what I'm saying? And I do like to have gifts, but it's the older I get, the less I need that. I thank God for family. I thank God for life, health, and strength. I thank God that I can breathe. I give God praise that I can see. Everybody blessed. And when you start growing, you learn how to recognize what's essential and what's not essential. And the older we get, we want to see the kids get the gifts. And children, when you become adults, should always remember your parents. That's just the way that should go. And you should teach them to do that. If I come home and everybody's blessed, and I'll ask my child, did you think about me? Did you? Oh, daddy, what does that mean? You're 21 now. You're 21. Now you want to tell me you're grown now when it comes to you doing what you do. But I need you to be grown when it comes to honor. Right? And I think you can start that when they become teenagers, to help them to recognize honor and to demonstrate it, especially family. Honor your father and mother doesn't mean you say I honor. It's a demonstration. Right? Just like you say, if you love me, where's my gift? Well, that's the truth, because love is what it does, not just what it says. And train your kids to do something for you, and God will bless them. Amen. Do like my mom used to do as well. Give them some money and tell them to put it in the church. We forgot about that, right? We just give them money and they go and spend it. But you got to say, take a portion of that and break it off for God. Train them up in the way they should go. And then when they're old, they won't just drink Cavassier. They'll drink the spirit. If you don't train them, they'll drink in front of you and never think about God. So I'm here to tell you, it's your responsibility to do so. Thank you, Lord. But if you train them, I don't care how far they go, they're going to come back to the truth. Amen. Glory to God. We often give gifts to reconfirm or to establish our connections. Even if a relationship is broken, a lot of time if you came with a peace offering. Now some people, I don't need it, but believe me, we have peace, power in a gift. There's power in the name of Jesus, but there's power in giving a gift. Yes. It can reconfirm and reconfigurate something that has been torn, especially if you give it with the right spirit. You don't throw a gift on the ground, just take it. You got to wrap it right and present it right. And if you do so, it can reconfirm your connection with others, with family members, with church affiliates, with community organizers. It can cause people to reflect. Actually, the gift means that you're a reflection. You're a reflection, glory to God, of the gift that you give and the heart of the person you're giving it to. You are the reflection. Your gift should never be greater than your own heart condition. In other words, whatever I wear is nice, but it's a reflection of who I am. If I have a nice car, the car shouldn't get the praise. It's the person who's driving it. The Bible says if you see a house built, you shouldn't just look at the house and the structure, but the builder of it. Who is the invisible person that put it all together? If you look, if you magnify the twin towers, you shouldn't, they came down in 2001, the twin towers came down. But you're supposed to think about the architect and all of the time that went in it to build it. And a gift, it should be a reflection of you and the importance of the person who receives it. It should all point to your heart for the person. Amen. So gifts are so important. Remember, they can reconfirm or connect you when there's been a breach in your relationship. And it should be a reflection of the giver and the receiver, as well as their uniqueness, the uniqueness of the giver and the receiver. It is a dangerous thing to buy a gift for somebody that you care about and you just threw it together. People are more concerned and open to the thought that you put behind the gift than they are the gift itself. Amen. And if God gave us the greatest gift, you got to think about what he thought about before he gave it to us. He saw the condition of man, that we were full of despair, hopeless, out of it, not knowing who we are. And he said, in exchange for that, I'm going to give you some joy through my son, Jesus Christ. Now, most of us, when we leave here today, if we didn't do it this morning, we're going to go and open gifts if you didn't do it this morning. And you're hoping that your children will smile when they open the gift. Now, if they kiss on the gift and kiss it and kiss it and run in the next room and don't look at you, you'll understand what I'm talking about. And I'm going to say that's lazy parenting. Because you should give them the gift. And they should point their attention to the giver of the gift and not just be consumed with the stuff. Madonna put out a song years ago, I'm living in a material world because I am a material girl. And a material girl will only desire material things. Because it's the material things that make her feel valuable. But when you live outside of the material world and have a greater character and disposition, then it doesn't take things to make you feel valuable. Come on, he has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice. For who's made me glad? Jesus made me glad from the inside out. He's always fixing from the inside out. He's always healing from the inside out. He's always restoring from the inside out. Be very careful about people who only want things to come from the outside in, but they don't know how to work it from the inside out. It is not what you look like from the outside that makes you us see how valuable you are. It's what you carry on the inside. And that's one reason why the enemy has been attacking you. It's because you carry something valuable. You carry something powerful. You carry the gift. And he has placed this treasure in an earthen vessel. He put value in a cracked clay pot,
in an earthen vessel, that the excellency and the power may be of God and not of our frame. Thank you, Lord. We should look good. We should blast it. We should look right. And do it like that. And do it like that. And do it like that. I'm stuck. And do it like that. If you say amen, I won't be unstuck. Remember records years ago, they would get stuck and say, you got to jam it some kind of way to kick it out of it. And if I don't hear no amens, I'm gonna get stuck. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus. Giving a gift to someone we care about allows us to communicate our feelings. We communicate our heart, our appreciation for them. And sometimes people don't need a message, they just need a gift. They need a little pat on the back sometime to say you can make it. I was talking to one of the homeless in the shelter last night, a lady, and she was trying to put her zipper of her jacket on. And while I was talking, and it was a little annoying because I'm used to talking to church folk, and while I'm talking, she's trying to put a zipper on. I said, well, why don't you just let that go for a while and just listen to what I'm saying? I got to get my zipper right. I said, okay, but it's a part of, okay, let me back up because she ain't a church member. So I got quiet and let her do it. And I said, God wants to be, I don't have any hope, she said. I have no hope. My husband died. I'm homeless. And she went through a litany of things. Instead of fighting and combating her and giving her the word, I said, you know what? I understand. You're in despair. So what can I pray for? She says, I have a wound on my leg and I need it healed. I say, so you hope that I pray, if I pray, that God would heal the wound. And she looked up. So I'm going to pray because of the seed that you have, the seed of hope in you, that God fixed the wound, and it will be a sign to you that he's all powerful. Because I sense that you believe something. Thank you, Lord. A lot of times people don't need a whole big message. What they need is someone who can use a little wisdom and penetrate in the darkness and see where that thing is that they hope for. Because God will always put something either in your mind or in your flesh to remind you that you need him. I don't care how fine you are, and thank God for your fine. I don't care how built you are, I thank God for your build. But we got something in us that's flawed that God needs to fix. And if you believe he can, he will. And when he does, you ought to give him praise. Joy to the world. What's wrong with our praise? I saw him up in Buffalo praising their football team in the cold in Buffalo, and we can't give him praise in Palm Bay. Well, you better hold up your hands and give God the glory. Stop acting like that. You already know you go crazy over pigskin. You can give him praise over the gift that he's given you through his son Jesus Christ. And it is so, and it is so, and it is so. Glory to God. So what is a gift? Write it down. A gift is something valuable. But it is also voluntarily given. It is not mandated. It is extortion if it's commanded. But if it's voluntarily given, you can trust it. Glory to God. It's voluntarily transferred by one person without compensation. In other words, when a person gives the gift, they don't have to get paid back. It's not a loan. It's a gift. And when God gave his son Jesus, he didn't say, you got to pay me back for it. This is my gift to you, and I'm not looking for compensation. I'm just looking for a surrendered life. Can the church say amen? Glory, hallelujah. It's an act of kindness, an act of love. It is right to give gifts. It is powerful to be a giver. And God will bless you. Write it down. Joy is a positive thing. Joy is a positive thing. And the root word of miserable is miser. People that are miserable usually don't give anything. So you got to learn how to sow. I said usually. There's some people who give and they still have a mean streak. But you want to look at it. The root word for miserable is miser. M-I-S-E-R. Which means stingy. Joy is positive. And you'll see people. They got to learn how to give now. Especially to the Lord. Let me say it how the old folks say. To the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It's having a positive attitude in the midst of a cold storm. Pleasant emotions. I was talking to someone the other day about correcting their thinking. A young man told me, he said, Bishop, it's hard for me to focus, man. I get these negative thoughts. I said, your mind is designed to submit to the most powerful thought. That's how your mind is designed. The most powerful thought will never be at the bottom of your mind. It will be at the top of it. So you have to select what's at the top. Because it's designed, whatever's on the top of your mind will dominate other thoughts. And if you put the word on the top, everything under it will submit itself. I don't care what the thought is. The reason why we think the way we think is because the thing that we think about is at the top and it messes us up. But if you ever get the word to the top, come on, meet me at the top. If you ever get the word to the top, everything underneath the word will come in alignment. The word is powerful. It's quicker and sharper than any double-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thought and intent of the heart. And the word was made flesh and dwelled among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, and the word was given its proper honor by man or centurion who say, I got a problem in my house, but you don't have to come. I'm a man of authority, and I understand authority. When I send a man to do something, he goes, glory to God. And I see authority in you. You don't have to come, but send your word to my house. And if you send your word to my house, by the time I get there, I believe everything will come in alignment. I don't know if we put enough confidence in the word. We put more confidence in the Patriots, in the Dallas Cowboys, than we do in the word of God. We put more confidence in the email than we do in the word of God. We get mad when somebody don't answer our email, but we don't get mad when we don't pray and talk to God, because we have more confidence that my email reached the receiver. But you don't have enough faith to believe when you cry out to God, he heard you. You didn't see him and you didn't see how it was received, but you believe if you sent it, the person got it. And you got to have the same kind of faith to believe when he sent his word, it's going to reach the target. Can somebody say amen? Not only is the gift important, but he put gifts in us. Glory to God. And he ascended. The Bible said before he ascended, this is Ephesians 4, he descended into the Lord's depths and he led captivity captive. Glory to God. And then he ascended into heaven and he gave gifts to men. And anytime, Mr. Willie, somebody dies, you got to understand that the gift God put in them, he took it back to glory. He took them to glory. But the gift, glory to God, is still in the atmosphere waiting for a worthy vessel for the gift to now be released into your life so you can operate and fulfill the cultural mandate that God has placed in your life. That's why we rejoice when we lay our loved ones to rest, because somebody is going to catch the mantle. Glory to God. The gift is powerful. The gift is powerful. And there's many levels of the joy of the Lord. First of all, God needs you to understand that the joy of the Lord is described including a word like gladness. He will make you glad if you'll serve him. He will also, this is another one for joy, is contentment. Now, people are looking for satisfaction on everything, but there are levels of satisfaction.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, the greatest gift of all, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2212-2511. That's reference number 2212-2511.
Abishai Inspired Men, it is time to register for the Red Zone, the 2023 Men's Advance Reloaded, scheduled for Friday and Saturday, January 13th and 14th. Check out the Truth Reveal mobile app or website to register for this action-packed event. Take advantage of the combo package and remember to order your conference t-shirt and polo. Awaken Women's Sunday School will resume Sunday, January 8th. So join Pastor Sabrina in sharpening your picture of the Word of God as Awaken 2023 Bible Study launches the Old Testament Survey. Get ready to learn about creation, the patriarchs, the prophets, books of poetry, and more. Trim Nation, mark your calendars for Transformational 2023, a community health fair presented by the Health and Wellness Ministry and sponsored by Health First. Join the Health and Wellness Ministry at the Evans Center in Palm Bay on Saturday, January 21st at 11 a.m. as they kick off the new year with a focus on fitness, nutrition, mental health, medical screening, and plenty of fun activities for the kids. So come out to get your new year started and be transformed in 2023.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Because